I'm Dan Persons, movie reviewer for Hour of the Wolf. I'm going to do something different this time because I finally got around to watching Ex Machina, and something curious struck me that I want to talk about. Ex Machina was released earlier this year, and it's a tale of a young programmer who's drafted by a Steve Jobs-like entrepreneur to perform a Turing test, the process for determining whether an AI is convincingly human, on a female-like android, has received a lot of praise. And that's well-deserved. The film is a dark, nicely restrained, and eerie examination of what it means to be human, and what deserves to be called human, with a great otherworldly performance by Alicia Vikander as the android. But if Ex Machina plays as a kind of chamber follow-up to Blade Runner, another film, The Machine, plays as if someone saw Ex Machina and said, "Great idea! Can we make it a little more violent and beef it up with a stock evil military project plotline?" Because, you see, there are a lot of parallels between Ex Machina and The Machine that only start with the Asylum-like knockoff title. The Turing test is cited in both, although it figures more importantly in Ex Machina. In both, the star androids talk with a fluting lilt, while the AIs in general communicate amongst each other via an indecipherable computer language, although that's more of a consequence in The Machine. In both, the perceived bad guy has an android-like Asian assistant whose moment of machine communication with the star android represents a dramatic turning point and even seems to be conveying the same message, while the heroes of both may live to regret the choices they make, although that's less ambiguous in Ex Machina. And then there's the look and feel of both films. Similar to what director Alex Garland did with Ex Machina, The Machine's director, Cara Dog James, creates a rarefied, sensual ambience where even the moments of explicit violence have their own kind of beauty. In essence, The Machine plays as the pulpier, more action-oriented doppelganger to Ex Machina. Except, The Machine was actually released in 2013, 2 years before Ex Machina, which leads to the question of who might be knocking off whom. Granted, all of the evidence is circumstantial. Neither the Turing test nor the whole question of what constitutes human are exotic concepts in science fiction film, and a lot of the other parallels amount to not much more than set dressing. In addition, The Machine's overstuffed plot diverges dramatically from Ex Machina, taking in the hero's quest to save the life of his gravely ill daughter, the bad guy's plans to create android super soldiers, or cyborg super soldiers. The film frequently seems to confuse one with the other, and, of course, culminating in the ever-popular robot uprising. In fact, if Alex Garland did take inspiration from The Machine, it's to his credit that he was able to say, if we drop all these rote sci-fi thriller trappings and just focus down on the core issue, then we've got a movie. But then again, I have no evidence that he actually did do that, which makes The Machine, at the very least, an interesting pair-up with Ex Machina for your next at-home double feature. And since The Machine is available on Netflix Instant View, that's a pretty easy thing to do. Won't cost you extra. There's no argument that Ex Machina is the better film. It's more focused, with a better grip on its speculation. But The Machine should not be quickly dismissed. Cara Dog James may not have the best control of his story, but he's not directing by rote either, and it shows. And if the unsettling, see-through body of Ex Machina's android is the more impressive special effect, The Machine's android, played by Katie Lotz, by the way, with sparks of electroluminescence coursing under her skin, is still a memorable image. I liked The Machine, despite its flaws, even before I knew Ex Machina existed. Now, in the context of its justly praised brethren, it becomes an intriguing exercise in looking at the same theme through a funhouse mirror, although in this case, what's real and what's reflection has actually been reversed. I'm Dan Persons. Remember, we are archiving these reviews over at my Mighty Movie Podcast website, so check out what you missed by going to mightymoviepodcast.com.